1.
I decided to join Global Exchange in their street protests because I believe you can force people to change their actions by demonstrating peacefully. You can draw their attention to the harm they may be doing and the good they could do if they change policy. I mean, look at Starbucks. We believe that our peaceful demos outside their cafes influence their decision to make fair trade agreements with their coffee suppliers. That guarantees coffee growers a reasonable price for their coffee and avoids unfair exploitation of coffee farmers.
2.
Our lobby group really started to affect change when we joined up with Unite, the Textile Workers' Union, as well as some other pressure groups to take some of the powerful clothes companies such as Gap and Calvin Klein to court. It was wonderful when most of them decided to do something about the sweatshop working conditions and poor salaries of their employees in the Third World.
3.
The lobby group Jubilee 2000 succeeded in putting the problem of Third World debt at the top of the global political agenda. By the end of the campaign, they had gathered 25 million signatures, and as a result, several rich countries had promised to cancel billions of dollars of debts owed to them by the world's poorest countries. Marie Claire magazine helped generate public interest by publishing photos of famous people like Muhammad Ali, Star Wars actor Ewan McGregor, and U2's Bono modelling Armani-designed Drop the Debt t-shirts. That really helped to get young people interested in the cause.